W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, y'all. Hey, guys. Hey, people. Hi, people. Who missed me? Who missed me? Guys, hello. Welcome to Not Thriving. Thank you guys for coming back today. Thank you guys. Who missed me? You. This is a very special episode, guys, because someone died. Guys, okay, so top of the show, we have to be real. We need to have a moment of silence for someone that we lost. Someone that you know and loved. She had an accident. and she didn't make it. So let's have a brief moment of silence for our beloved McRiley Ann Smith Kayla Jones. I don't know how I'm gonna go without her. She was part of me. I only knew her briefly, but she felt like she was part of me. Okay, moment of silence. Sorry, I was talking throughout the moment of silence. Okay. Anyways, enough about that slore. On to me. Welcome back to episode 9 of Not Thriving. Who can believe I've had a podcast for 4 months and I'm only on episode 9? Does that sound right? No. But is it correct? Yes. Like, this is impressive. We have to be real, guys. Like, I have to just take a step back every once in a while and realize I really did that. Like, I really did that, though. Like, wow. Quick shout out, as we have to do at the top of the show, Patreon. Love you guys. Everyone, the Patreon, last week, we had a ball. There were so many of you that joined, and I want to say thank you. We have a community growing on there and thriving. I'm doing monthly episodes, Not Thriving After Dark. This is what Not Thriving After Dark looks like, and it's a fun vibe. We have something cool going on over there, and we had the realest conversations. We got real. Also, I did the Get Ready With Me last week, where I got ready as McRiley Ann Smith. One of my favorite videos I've ever made, honestly. It was classic. It felt like a classic YouTube video. It was so fun. And yeah, this week I have a Get Ready For Me For This look coming up. And go join over there. I started a group chat with you guys. Guys, Patreon group chats. We're getting lit. We're getting crazy. Patreon.com/notthriving. Go join. You're really helping me support this show. And guys, I need it. Okay. Give me money. I have a story to start the show today. Something that I think is exciting and fun. Something that I've been meaning to tell for years and just have forgotten. I just keep forgetting. I don't know what it is about the stories from my past, but there are always a few things. Embarrassing, and they're very unique experiences. I don't know why I was blessed by God with having a bunch of unique experiences in life. Thankfully, it's working out for me now. Right now, right here, right now. But I've been through pain and suffering. Okay, to preface one of my stories, I want to talk about something really quick. The mall. Guys, we need to have a conversation about mall culture. I miss going to the mall. Malls these days, dead. Done. Gone. It is so sad. I was walking through the mall the other day. I went to the mall close to where I live. And guys, it was sadness. It really made me sad. Okay, one, I got laughed at. I got laughed at the mall the other day by some tweenagers. And it pissed me off. I got laughed at the mall because I went to go look inside a store. I was like, and then I just walked away, like tiptoed away because the store looked horrible. It was a perfume store. It looked like ass. And the people were laughing at me. They were like, mall culture is really sad. I used to go to the mall when I was in seventh grade and just walk around. Guys, let's talk about this. $20 at the mall. Where did the $20 culture go? Because now it's, oh, you need $2,000 to buy a shoe. One. Yes. And it makes me so sad because $20 back in the day, guys, Bath and Body Works, Forever 21, rest in peace. Sephora, maybe. If you want to buy like one beauty blender. I used to buy Bath and Body Works hand sanitizers. Hey, let's talk about these. Bath and Body Works fragrance mists. Oh, absolutely. What else? Forever 21, tops, shorts, little cheap anything from the checkout aisle, please. $20 used to get me so far at the mall. And even when I didn't have money, I would love to go to the mall. Guys, shout out Barton Creek Mall in Austin, Texas. That was my spot. That was my home. I would walk around for just like, I don't know, 7 hours and like do absolutely nothing and just frolic around. And was there a reason? No. $20, it got me through the whole day though. Anyways, mall culture was so alive. Everyone would go there. You'd see everyone you knew from school. It was so fun. Where's the mall culture these days? It's gone. But I want to talk about a certain store inside of a mall that starts with B and ends with Brandy Melville. Yes. Brandy Melville. There's a bit of a rumor about this store that if you're, you know, over 7 pounds, it's time to die. Like, you will get shot walking into a Brandy Melville if you're not, like, 101 pound. And I don't know who made this rule. Mr. Brandy himself. I don't really know. But I'm gonna kill him. Because, guys, Brandy Melville makes me wanna die. Every time I go in there, one, it's like, who's that 50-year-old? And it's me. Because everyone in there is suddenly 12. Suddenly I'm old. Whenever I walk into a Brandy Melville, and it pisses me off. It makes me upset. And here's the...
L-E-T-T-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I just have to talk about a certain experience I had at the store one day that I forgot about, and I need to bring it up because it was pissing me off and I forgot about it. So it's time to start remembering. This was when I was freshly making some coin. I'd been making money for a few months. I was starting to like get in my groove. I decided, okay, what's the next big thing I should purchase? I need to redo my wardrobe. I don't know if we remember, I kind of used to wear like shit clothes. I swear to God, throughout middle school and high school, I would wear like the same thing every day. My rolled up jeans, of course, we went over that last episode, my rolled up jeans and like just jackets and t-shirts that were just tattered and a mess. Like Shane Dawson's like one shirt that he used to wear in every single YouTube video. Like that was me, but at school, like I would wear the same damn thing because it's all that I felt comfortable in and whatever, no one cares. One day I was like, okay, let's redo this. It's time, I've made my money. It's time to redo my wardrobe. Guys, tell me why I went into this Brandy Melville at the Domain in Austin, Texas. Yes. Shout out to the Domain, Brandy Melville in Austin, Texas, 5 years ago, and the workers who worked there 5 years ago. Hi, let's talk. So my uniform at this point in my life, I used to wear short shorts, Nike Pros. I think by this point I'd upgraded to Lululemon because I was like, it's Lululemon in a bit. Okay, I think I'd upgraded to Lululemon. So I was like rocking my Lululemon shorts and I used to just wear big t-shirts. Like that's a normal thing. You know, a normal outfit. Nothing to scream over, nothing to cry over, nothing to get pissed over. But here's the thing. I went to Brandy Melville and I decided to try on some clothes. And there were a few fans. Hey guys. There were a few fans. And they asked me for photos. The workers knew who I was. This was a whole thing. It was a whole adventure. It was a whole journey. And keep in mind, I was with two of my friends at the time. I go into the dressing room. They start trying on my clothes from Brandy Melville. Just some tops and cute stuff, whatever. And why did the workers start talking shit about me? Hey, the workers at Brandy Melville at the Domain in Austin, Texas, 5 years ago, talked shit about me. Okay, and why am I mad about this? Like, that just pissed me off saying that. Like, this is what I'm saying, guys. I said this last episode. I'll say it again. I can't hate things in a normal way. I can't be mad in a normal way. No, Brandy Melville workers from 5 years ago, you will burn. Here's what they said. Because my friends were outside the waiting room waiting for me to try on clothes. And the workers didn't realize that they were my friends. They thought that they were, like, I guess, fans or something. So they started boldly talking shit about me. And did it hurt me? Yes, it did. Here's what they said. They were like, damn, if you're a YouTuber and you got all that money, why are you dressed like that? And you know what? They were onto something. They were onto something. But please, what is with the stereotype of Brandy Melville workers hating you? Like, they just want to be pissed. They just want to be pissed. I saw a TikTok the other day of a girl who got talked shit on in Brandy Melville. Also, they were talking shit about her. I wish I could knew the name of the girl so I could put it on the screen. I probably won't be able to find it. But guys, Brandy Melville should burn. And here's the thing. Die. Okay. Like, this was 5 years ago. Like, shut up. But, like, what the hell? And I didn't even look that bad. I'll find a photo from this day. This is what I looked like. And they were talking shit about me, saying I looked like a mess. I just don't understand how a store could, like, live up to that much of a horrible stereotype. And it confuses me. It really does. It's like the Abercrombie effect. It's like, how are they just universally all that horrible? Like every single one, you hear just the worst stories about the workers there. And it's like, what is Brandy Melville putting in like their resumes? Are they like putting like, I'm confused. And don't piss me off because your clothes suck. Brandy Melville, you're done. You're done. I'm sorry. Brandy Melville, fuck you. Fuck you, Brandy Melville. Brandy Melville workers, hey guys, it's time to go into therapy. It's time to start looking at yourselves. It's time to start showing kindness to the world. And I'm saying this not only for me, but for everyone else who's had bad experiences at Brandy Melville, because a lot of people were scared. A lot of people were scared to walk into a Brandy Melville. Yes, me. But I just wanted to touch on that because I really wanted to prove the stereotype to be real. Like, I want to let you guys know that this is alive and happening. This is happening. Okay, 5 years ago. Anyways, no one cares about this story. That's the thing. I'm like, good luck recovering from this, Brandy Melville. They're like, okay. And also, want to know something funny? Guess where my shirt's from today? It's from Brandy Melville. Okay. Okay, guys, I need to talk about something that I have opinions on, and it's strong opinions, and I need to know your opinions. I'm gonna pray to God really quick, because these people that I'm about to come for, they might kill me with a gun. They will be hunting me down, and I will be getting a lawsuit after this. And you know what? Worth it. Because I'm about to wake something up real quick. Justin and Selena shippers in 2025. Guys, let me tell you about something that you might have never heard before. 401k, the IRS, retirement fund, job application at Ralph's. Like, I just know that Justin and Selena shippers in 2025, they need to be locking their doors, because I know that the IRS is ready to rumble with them. Those bitches have not paid their taxes. Mm-mm. They're too focused on relentlessly shipping these two. Girl, it is 2025. That's like if I was like still writing Wattpad fan fiction about One Direction in the year 2025. That's crazy. And this is the thing. I don't really have a biased opinion towards any of these people in the situation. I don't particularly like Hailey Bieber. Sorry, but that's just me. That's just me. And I also don't like Justin Bieber. Here's the thing, though. I want to talk about this really briefly because this does bring up interesting points about stan culture, celebrity culture, and men. So, yes, you don't want to see me get pissed about this. You don't, because no one's talking about the damn truth here. Here's the thing. So if you don't know, preface, there has been this whole documentary series posted about Hailey Bieber, about how she's a freak, bully Selena Gomez, and like stalked Justin Bieber essentially to like get in a relationship with him. And you know what? Go her for getting her man. Like, I'm sorry, she manifested. That's what manifesting is. Hello. Like, she found her man. She found the man she wanted and she snuck her way in. Hello. And you would do it too for a check. Like, if I was in the same circles as like Robert Pattinson. Okay, wait. Hi, boyfriend. Don't watch this. I would have been all up in there. I'm sorry. It wouldn't have worked for me. But like, that's the thing. Like, you would have done it too for a check or for the D. Okay. People are making Hailey Bieber seem like the killer. They are making her look like the killer. I've been seeing TikTok edits of her like stalking Justin Bieber when they were kids and her just being in the background of like random Justin Bieber clips. And Hailey's in the back like, and they're making her look like the killer. It's not that serious, but here's what is serious. You know what? It is serious because here's the thing. Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez have had a feud because of not only them fighting and being shady towards each other, but the fans are horrible. If I was Hailey Bieber, I think I would kill myself. Because here's the thing, she's stronger than me. And this is why I like Hailey Bieber, because she is so strong to deal with you freaks, the Selena and Justin shippers. It's just like, it's freaky. It's freaky deaky. It's freaky Bob. And I don't want to say any more of it. But here's the thing, the one opinion I've had about this every time, because this happens every 3 to 6 business seconds, a new story, a new controversy, a new something or other between Hailey and Selena fires up, and there's this whole story gets brought back out. It's the same damn thing over and over again. And why does no one ever wanna fucking talk about how Justin Bieber, why doesn't he say something? It's crickets. It's always Hailey having to be like, guys, please stop. Please. If it was my husband and I was getting attacked by his fans because they want him to be with his ex, and my husband didn't say something, a simple Instagram story is all it takes. With a simple, guys, stop. I love my wife. Y'all seriously gotta stop. Hey, if he didn't do that for me, I would have to resort to buying a gun. Why is it never Justin's fault for marrying Hailey 2 months after breaking up with Selena Gomez? That's the thing. Everyone's like, Hailey manipulated him into getting a marriage. Yes. I'm like, I'd recommend lavender oil. I'd recommend incense. And I'd recommend a meditation app, because it's time to get back down to the ground, y'all. It's time to touch grass. It's just crazy. I'm like, it's the man's fault. It's always the man's fault. I'm sorry, Justin Bieber. I don't f*** with you like that. I really don't. I don't f*** with this behavior. So that's my opinion. And I'm like, why does no one else say this? This is the simple answer to everyone's questions. Everyone's like, oh, I'm team Hailey. I'm team Selena. How about being team, let's hold the man accountable for once. Yes. Let's have him. What does he think? It's a whiplash. And we're the ones who are getting the smoke blown in our faces. And I'm done. I don't care. Okay, I do care because I'm talking about it. But here's the thing. I just think it's crazy. Why doesn't he say something? And you could give the argument of, oh, well, it was such a traumatic relationship for him and he doesn't want to bring it up ever again. Because I would imagine it was such a dramatic thing. Justin and Selena was such a huge news thing that if he even said one word about it, news would pick it up like it's everything. But hey, maybe that's the point. Maybe the one word should be stop. He should say something so that everyone stops with the beef. And hey, maybe Hailey Bieber is a freak. Huh? I don't like Hailey Bieber because she's the queen of white girls. And I don't really fuck with that. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be buying Rode. I'm not going to be buying Rode for $30 and with a crusty Rode lips with grains. I've heard Rode lip balm has grains in the lip balm, like grains that are like sand. I don't want that. That's my thoughts. Thoughts of the day. Justin Bieber, stand the fuck up. Thank you. Speaking of parasocial freaks, I want to get into a story I have, a personal story. Actually, a few personal stories. You know, today I'm kind of cozy. I'm in my cozy vibe. So let's get into some freak stories. These are scary stories. This is scary stories to tell your friends in the dark. And that's what I'm going to do today. But I'm doing it in the light. Parasocial people, it's something that happens across the board with influencers, TikTokers, OnlyFans and haters, guys, and everyone, celebrities, of course. And why does this happen? I don't know. I've never understood it because I've never been on like a parasocial level with really anyone. I mean, I've had creators who like I love to death. Of course, Jenna Marbles is one of them. Talk about how I cried after I met Jenna Marbles at a plant store. But I've never thought about following these people home. You know, I've never thought about stalking someone. So I want to talk today about a few experiences I've had. This was all brought on because someone on the Patreon asked me a question about craziest fan interaction I've ever had. And it literally made me remember all of these psychotic, insane stories that I forgot existed. Guys, it's time to wake them up. We're waking a lot of things up today. Yes. This was the scariest story, I guess I could say. The one that caused the most concern in my life, my real life, because I was doxxed. I was doxxed. I want to know if some of you guys remember this. So this all happened in 2020, I believe, 2021. I think this was during lockdown. So, you know, everyone was just doing their own vibe and bored as shit. Bored as she, when bitches get bored, so they decide to start stalking you.
Yes.
So this all happened because I went to go get boba with my friends. And it was just a regular place I used to go to with me and my friends. It was the three of us. So we got our boba. And I met these fans inside. They were cute. They were not very nice. Because a lot of times I meet people and it's always like the cutest reactions or just like, I don't know, kindness and love. With these people, it was very, and like, that's it. Which is fine because I understand if people are kind of stoic, if they get nervous to meet me or anyone. I completely understand that. But, you know, so I didn't think anything of it, of course. I've had a lot of experiences and I don't know, I shouldn't think anything of it. But yeah, I met these girls at the boba shop and left. Drove home and it was cute. It was cuteness. I didn't think anything of them. I didn't think anything of these people. Come to find out, a day later, when I open my phone and get a text from Madison Beer, she sent me a link to a video and said, "Have you seen this?" Hey, so when Madison Beer sends you a link to a TikTok and says, "Have you seen this?" It's time for the heart to start beating. It's time for fear because it's not like me and her were texting often, so it wasn't like a normal thing. So I click on the video.
Oh, ha-ha.
Hey guys, get ready to laugh. I open this video and what's the first thing I see? Myself being recorded from far away. So I'm like, okay, yeah, normal. That would happen a lot. If you're too afraid to come up to me and say, "Hey, yeah, you can record me," I'm not gonna see it. Posting it is a different thing. Cause like, okay, posting that is a little bit scary, but recording me without permission, it's never bothered me, which is weird to say. But anyway, so that's what I saw. They posted a video of them recording me. I didn't know they were recording me. I thought that's what the video was. I was like, okay, cute. The video kept going. Hey, let's keep rolling. Why are they on the highway behind me? Why is it a video of my car on the highway and they're following me? Hey, okay. So the rest of the video was them following me home and recording it.
Yes.
And posting it on TikTok. Yes. Now listen. I am not a mean person. I really don't think I am like a rude person, especially towards people that I don't know super well. You know, I just don't have that passion in me. I don't have that like anger. I'm too much of like a pussy, honestly. Like I just can't stand up for myself. But this was a different story because I almost felt like I was in danger. Here's the thing. Kind of thankfully, kind of not thankfully, the video that they got was of me going to my friend's house. I didn't go to my actual house, which is kind of good, but also who really cares? Because it's like, I don't want people showing up to my friend's house, you know what I'm saying? Thinking that they're looking for me. And also you might be like, okay, who cares if they're just showing the drive? Like who knows where that is? Girl, these freak f**ks made it a point to record the name of the neighborhood. If you're from Texas or any like suburban area, you know how neighborhoods have like names and usually they'll have like big signs with the name. Girl, they f***ing recorded it. They made it a point. It wasn't even just like a freaky deaky, "Hey, let's follow Antonio Garza home and see where they go." No, it was a deliberate, let's show TikTok, freaks on TikTok, where Antonio Garza lives. Make it a point to show and give exact details as to where this bitch lives. What is your problem? What is your problem? What drives a person to do that? What drives a person to do that? I just can't even really fathom the brain of someone who would do that. Like, okay, let's be nice about it for a second. These people were probably around the same age as me. So we were all like under 20. Maybe they thought that, I don't know. It's like the same. It's the idea of like people assume that I'm property or people assume that I'm not a real person. But like, what makes you think that that's okay? What makes you think that that's okay? That's almost demented. It's like, did they not like me? Because it's like they came up to me as fans. They followed me too. This group of girls, they all followed me because of course I got to like find their accounts when I was like, you know, trying to get this video taken down. But they made it a point to show people where I live. And it wouldn't be a big deal if the video got like 50 views. Girl, it got 60,000 likes. So hundreds of thousands of views. Looking back at this, that's insane. It's insane behavior. And thankfully no one showed up like and knocked at the door or anything at my friend's house looking for me. The video was up for a week. Hey, shout out TikTok. Hey, shout out TikTok support for not deleting that video. Because girl, we had everyone on it. Me on it. All of my friends on it. Trying to contact TikTok, getting the video taken down. They said, oh, actually, let's start a tourist location. Okay, they said, actually, who really gives a fuck? Like, they did not care. Just ridiculous. It's a little bit ridiculous. Then the funny part is that obviously everyone in the comments was like, hey, delete this. And the girl started fighting people in the comments. She started being like, no, laughing face emoji. I'm not deleting this. Girl, you're trash. You're trash. Fuck you and your mama. Okay? Yeah. There you go. That's just evil. Putting me and my homegirls in danger. In danger? For what? For what? What was the point? The girl started fighting people and then unfollowed me, but kept the video up. She unfollowed me, but kept the video up. So it just became even worse. Like, it just got worse. Because it's like, I get it if you're like a delusional, crazy fan. Because at first I thought, okay, this girl must be mentally like, not there. But then I learned, no, she's just a fucking psychopath. Like, so shout out to her. Wondering where she is today. Probably in jail, I would hope. I honestly probably could have threatened her with legal action. I don't know why I didn't. Part of me didn't really care that much when this all happened. My life is just a little bit crazy and ridiculous at times. So I don't really think I fully processed it when it was happening. But when I was touching on this story last week, during the extended episode, I was like, wait, that's actually f***ing crazy. That's actually f***ing crazy. So shout out to her. Shout out to the freaks. My stalker. She was my stalker. Shout out to Madison Beer though. Shout out. Cause I mean, I would have seen the video without her, but like, aw, so sweet of her. I've met a lot of cool people in my life. She is one of the nicest, most sweet, beautiful. Like when I'm around that person, oh, I want to die. When I'm around her, I feel like nothing, but like then I feel like everything because like she makes me feel cool. Like she's just one of those people. That's who I wish to be. I wish to make everyone around me feel good. That's the kind of energy that I want, and that's the energy that she has. And guys, Facetune is nothing to her. Facetune is nothing to her. Facetune has nothing on that person. She is the most beautiful person you've ever seen in your life, period, hands down, on everything. Yes. Speaking of Madison Beer, this reminds me of a time. Hey, this reminds me of a time I took a photo booth picture with myself, her, and two of my ex-friends. And hey, they cropped me out the fucking photo to post on Instagram. Yes, not Madison. This was not her. This was my friend who posted this. Cropped me out. Yes, because I just have that kind of vibe. I kind of have that vibe where it's like, oh, I'm worthless. That's how they made me feel. I have not had a bad experience making friends living in this city. It was so scary. I never talk about how when I moved here when I was 18 years old, it was the scariest experience because I had no one. I had not one single friend. And I genuinely mean that. Like, I didn't have anyone who I felt close to, no connections, no nothing. I had an apartment, a cat, and a dream. It was a personal growing experience that I really recommend because doing all that at 18, moving out on your own to a new city, absolutely psychotic. I can't really believe that I did it to this day. I was bold. I was so bold. For someone like me who is quite shy and socially anxious, I really had high hopes. I was like, no, it's no big deal. I'll just make friends. Like, it's nothing when I get there. It was something. It was something. It was tough. And what I find fascinating personally is how it was being friends with influencers, because that has always been my friends here. I've never had like friends who don't work in the same job as me since moving here. It is weird because it's so odd having a relationship, like a friendly relationship, trying to grow close to someone, but then having these weird factors playing in the background, like comparison. Everyone is secretly comparing themselves to each other. I don't think that's always the case. There's always, you know, nuance to everything. And not every friendship is going to be the same across the board. But my experience with some of my friends I've had, just they just didn't make me feel the best about myself sometimes. And is that their fault? I don't know. It could be my fault for being the way I am, you know? I just have always found it a struggle to be friends with influencers. And it was weird things like that. Weird things would always come up in the friendships because it's like you could have a normal friendship with someone the same way that I would have normal friendships with like my friends from home who don't do the same job as me. But then when things come into play about social media, then it gets weird. I don't know. Things can get weird. Like what I just said, being cropped out of a photo because I wasn't like cool enough. You know what I'm saying? Like weird like that. And then it makes me wonder. I'm like, wait, bitch, I thought we were fucking friends and you're going to act like that? You're going to act like that to me? That's weird. I don't know why. I just kind of realized as telling that story about the whole Madison thing, I'm like, I am quite happy I've distanced myself from certain people that I used to be friends with. And it sucks. It's hard because it's like, oh, I miss these people. I miss the good parts of these friendships. But some people are just freaks. Some people, I can't deal with the freaks. And I'm sorry. I don't know. It sucks. I think I'm a good friend. No, I'm actually not a good friend. That's the thing about me, though. I accept my flaws. My flaws is that I'm not the most consistent friend sometimes. I work a lot, so like maybe I'm not always doing things with my friends, but I care for my friends and I always do the most to make people feel comfortable and happy around me. I don't know, I just prioritize connection. I feel like I do struggle making friends. I have struggled. Maybe I have some growth to do. Guys, I saw a comment and they said, "Stop feeling sorry for yourself. That's the ugliest thing about you." Oh, okay. I think you're gonna be the sorry one when you find out that I died because you said that to me. They clocked me. They clocked my gag. Guys, do I feel sorry for myself? Am I too sorry for myself? This is the questions I have. But then it's like, I do feel sorry for myself a lot of the time because I feel like a lot of times I'm the victim. I love being the victim. I do feel sorry for myself and I'm allowed to. I'm going to continue feeling sorry for myself. Yes, I'm sorry I was stalked. I'm sorry that bad things happened to me and I talk about them. Maybe it's because I'm sensitive. I've been told that I was sensitive. As a kid, I was always sensitive. And it's like maybe my sensitivity just makes me feel bad. And so I want to talk about these things to give moral lessons to the viewers of the Not Thriving podcast. But maybe it comes off as me being sorry for myself. And you know what, though? I don't care. I am sorry for myself. I'm going to keep crying over myself. But that's the thing is like in real life, I'm not sorry for myself. Okay, this is real life. I'm allowed to feel sorry for myself. Okay, I'm standing up. Yes, I'm a crybaby. But do you guys think this about me? Do you guys think this? I just need to know. I need to know. What's wrong with feeling sorry for yourself? I'm the world's best victim. I'm the world's best victim. Yeah, I was stalked. Yes, I was cropped out of a photo with Madison Beer posted on IG by someone who I thought was my friend because I wasn't cool enough to be in the photo. Brittany Melville's employees called me fat. So I'm gonna feel sorry for myself because that's the thing. I don't deserve these things to happen to me. I don't deserve these things. I don't deserve people in my life that are going to be shitty towards me. I don't deserve for random people who don't know me to talk shit about the way I dress. I don't deserve for someone to violate my privacy and follow me home and stalk me. So I am going to feel sorry for myself. And that goes for a lot of the stories I tell on this podcast. Because it's like, I feel like in a lot of situations in my life, I've been dealt an unfair cards. Not to say that's always the case, because I think in general, I've had a very comfortable life. You know, I've lived in a great home growing up, great family, went to school, made good friends. But then there are a lot of situations that I'm in because of who I am, bad things have happened to me. Maybe I should stop being so sorry for myself. Maybe I should be like, okay, yeah, I deserve everything bad that's happened to me. Yeah. Is that what you want? Anyway. Also, I just realized I didn't ever finish the story about the stalkers because there are more. I've had times where people show up to my hotel, call my hotel room and ask me to come down to take photos with them. Hey, that's not normal. I was 16 years old in a hotel room alone. And on the phone, I remember it was like this group of people and they were like, "Oh my God, come down. Antonio Garza, is that you?" I was like, "Oh, wait, I feel unsafe." That was really scary. And that was actually because someone who worked at the hotel knew that I was there and knew who I was. So they doxed me a little bit and allowed people to call up to my room, which is crazy. One time someone sent me a package that I thought was a bomb. Ended up not being a bomb. Long story. Oh my God. Okay, guys, something I've been meaning to talk about since I started this podcast and just keep forgetting about, but it's like one of my most commented on things, my tattoos. I really do think we should raise the tattoo age to 21. Yes. It's so easy to make regretful decisions. It really is so easy to make regretful decisions. I don't know if I regret my tattoos. If they were gone from my body, I don't know if I would do it over again. You know what? I think I actually would. I really love having hand tattoos, but some of them I do wish weren't there. That's the thing. These butterflies on my hand. Girl, when I got these butterflies, it was done. Tattoo regret is something that I don't wish on anyone. I can't stand to see bad tattoos because it gives me trauma. Because when I first got these butterflies on my hand, guys, I cried. I was like, this cannot be fucking happening to me. These are stuck on my body for the rest of my life and they look like shit from a butt. I'm not kidding. After I got these butterflies, I was like, okay, where's the nearest like gun store? It's time. It was daunting. Daunting to have this on my body. But it's funny. Because it's now, like, I don't know. Now I love them. Yay. Here's where the story gets interesting. Now we're going to talk about some tattoos that genuinely, to this day, I want to rip off of my skin. I went to a random tattoo shop with my friend in Austin, Texas at like 10 p.m. at night. She was like, this place is so good. This place is so good. You're going to love it. And you're going to get a great tattoo. They're so good. You lie. You were like Papa. Because we went to this tattoo place. Immediately, hell. Immediately, straights. Straight tattooed men. So scary. Wanted to hate crime me. I think my tattoos were done bad on purpose. The rest of my tattoos have been done by people who I scheduled appointments. And, you know, it was very, like, I knew what I was going into. This was obviously unplanned. No appointment. Middle of the night. Let's just get tattoos. But for some reason, I didn't realize that, like, hey, maybe I shouldn't get three. Maybe I should just stick to one. When it's a random shop, maybe I should just stick to one. No, I got three. First one was this star. This star on my pinky. Hey, so why did he decide to add hair follicles? Tell me why he did that. Here's the second one. This is my little sparkles. I like these sparkles. These sparkles are okay. This is the one tattoo he did that I thought was good. Hey, also just realizing he did four tattoos on me, not just three. He did four. When he said sparkles, I thought he meant little baby ones like this, like just very cute and demure. No, he said, okay, hair follicles everywhere, dots everywhere. I'm gonna f*** your shit the f*** up. And you don't have any say in this. So he did that. Next one he did was this heart. Take a close look at these two fingers. What are we noticing? What are we noticing about the placement of these? He put the heart on my fucking knuckle. He put the heart on my knuckle. Anyways, so yeah, he did that. I looked at it immediately, was like, okay, that's gotta be a joke. It's gotta be a joke. But I was so scared because it was this big straight man in the middle of the night doing my tattoos. I didn't want to back out. So he decided to do a fourth that I asked for. And it's this one. It's a Saturn. This is just disgusting. It screams spring break. It screams, hey, I got this randomly with my friends after drinking. I don't think that it's for me. It may be on my body, but it doesn't resonate with my soul. So my main message to you guys is just be careful. Be very careful. Think very introspectively. Think very hard about what you're about to tattoo on your body because it will be there for the rest of your goddamn life. And you'll have to spend thousands to get it removed because yes, I've had consultations and no, I don't want to spend that much right now, but one day it will be happening. I'm not kidding. The tattoo guy looked at me. Okay. He finished my tattoos, bzz, and then I looked at them, I went, and in the back, as I'm looking at my botched tattoos, multiple, I hear, nyah, nyah, laughing maniacally at my face. It's like he knew he f***ed my shit up. He f***ed my shit up for fun. He ruined lunch for fun. Like, I'm not kidding. The worst is like the f***ing hair follicle star on my pinky. Girl, hairy ass fingers on my spine. I can't. It's disgusting. It pisses me off. Maybe he like derailed something for me that should have been derailed. Like maybe he did something very important for the culture, aka making sure that I stopped getting tattoos because I was too scared to get them. I had goals. I had tattoo goals. I really wanted some on my forearm and I haven't gotten any of them because girl, I'm scared. I'm so goddamn scared. I'm fucking terrified. Yes, I am. I think that's what I'm saying. I think he derailed the path for me because I'm now so traumatized to get tattoos because of him. You know, maybe I would have been the next Jeffree Star. And maybe that's a good thing. That's not where I ended up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we clap? Should we clap? No. Speaking of Jeffree Star, I just want to touch on really quick. Because here, I have a question for the culture. Question for the culture. Why am I seeing people do blackface on my screen every 3 to 6 business days? Why is blackface just like a trend now? It's always like either little kids, white girls, or random makeup bitches posting TikToks doing full blackface. Sometimes it's like them adding the highlight to do like the clickbait. Doing blackface as clickbait is like very popular now. And trust, every time I look in the comments expecting a, what the hell is wrong with you? It's always, no, that's not what this is about. It's always a white person saying, guys, this is not blackface. What are you talking about? This is just comedy. Hey, same difference, love. Same difference. I don't think that really matters if I'm supposed to be laughing at this, which one I'm not. And two, it's so normalized. And then there's always people in the comments too who are like, I'm black and this isn't offensive. But I'm like, I'm glad you feel that way. I'm not really one to have an opinion on this, but that does feel a little funky to me. I'm a little funked out. That's a little funky to me, doing the blackface on the main. Like, I'm sorry, but it's just TikTok is so conservative now. You could do anything you want. I feel like you could just do or say anything you want and you'll get away with it. And it's just insane to me. The warriors who made it through 2020, we're built different. I'm sorry, we're built different. Canceled? Mm-mm. That's not happening to us. No. If you made it through 2020 online, oh, no, uh-uh. We're safe. We're in the clear. Clear. We're good. But we were taught so well, almost, by cancel culture. And now it's being, like, demolished. Look at who's big in the media these days. Kanye West being a Nazi. Okay, yeah, cool. No one cares. Andrew Tate. Love him, suddenly. Donald Trump. It's weird because now it's like the content creators that the boys are looking up to seem to be like the most powerful. Like you think of like a Kai Cenat or like a any of those other streamers, Logan Paul, Mr. Beast. I'm like, who misses the days, the environment, the culture that we had 10 years ago? Who were the powerful figures 10 years ago? Oh, that's easy. Jeffree Star, Shane Dawson, James Charles, Jaclyn Hill, Nick Tutorials. The shift is so sad to see. Then, you know, time moves on. Things change, of course. But it's upsetting because I'm like, God, media was so queer. Like, it really was. It's so weird to think about how, I don't know, such powerful figures in social media used to be so gay. And now I feel like they're not. Back then, it used to be like, okay, put on a little lipstick and a blush and a big fat brow. And you're set up for success, mama. Now it's like, okay, let's start practicing how to say slurs. Like, we need to fix this country. We need to fix this country. Let's hire Jaclyn Hill as like VP of business. Girl, she has 90,000 businesses and she seems rich. Nikki Tutorials, VP of United States Immigration, even though she unfollowed me on Instagram. Jeffree Star, agriculture. James Charles, national security. We need to hire them. That's what our country needs at this point. That's where it's looking. That's just what I miss. I just was thinking about that. It's so sad. It's so sad how the most powerful people on the internet used to be girls and gays and trans people. And now it's just boom, shattered. And it's so sad. It's so sad. Not to say that these people aren't powerful anymore and aren't doing successful. I mean, all of them are still pretty much doing great. But we need to find new people. I don't know. Like, we need to start brainstorming on different people to kind of rise up and make like the most powerful influencers and really rich. I don't know. Who's someone who's like cool and... Let me know if you think of anyone. Okay, I'm getting more ideas now. Let's replace RFK Jr. with Freely the Banana Girl. I think that might work out for us as a country. I just feel like there's hope there. Mm-hmm. And you see it too. Anyways, I don't really know what I'm talking about anymore. I've talked about 90 things in this episode. Not one of them I could recall. And not one of them was good, I think. That's the problem. Okay, guys, I really quickly need to touch on something very important. And I'm going to keep it quick. And I'm going to keep it cute. Severance. Who's watching Severance? I just finished the finale last night, and I just need to quickly say, because I don't want to bore you guys with a recap of the show. You've either seen it or you haven't seen it. I just have some thoughts after the finale. Just some quick thoughts. No big deal. Severance spoilers, by the way. Severance spoilers. Skip ahead. I'll give you a timestamp. So if you're Mark S., keep watching this. If you're not Mark S., you don't have to watch this. Hey. Hey. You're dumb. You are dumb. You are dumb. Hey. Ah! Yeah, let's be friends with Helly R. Yeah, let's be friends with Helly. Busted Helly. Helly is chopped. Let's just live in the severed office floor for the rest of our lives. Yeah, let's just do that. And yeah, Helly's Audi is totally gonna wanna keep being an innie too. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, Helly's totally going to want to keep going back into the severed floor and live there for the rest of her life. Yeah, right. Yeah. This woman has been trapped underground for 5 years. And let's just leave her outside, by the way. And let's hang out with this new girl, Helly. Helly, who, by the way, is the problem. Who, by the way, is the reason why you're fucking there. Okay, yeah, I'm done. Mark S., you're chopped. Okay, anyways. Sorry if you don't watch Severance, that doesn't make sense to you. But, guys, anyways, other things I've been watching, White Lotus. Guys, I have one thing to say. Well, we get in trouble for fucking each other because I used to fuck on my brother. That's all I have to say. Well, we get in trouble for fucking each other because I used to kiss my brother on a yacht. What? We're losing the plot. But I think we're finding the plot at the same time. White Lotus, loving, living and loving. I'm going to hold in my White Lotus deep dive for when the rest of the season comes out. Other things I've been watching, guys. Anime side, freaks, 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 unite. I've been watching Hunter x Hunter. And guys, I love it. Such a cute show. Obsessed. I'm like 30 episodes deep. So we're just starting to cook. The meal will be prepped soon. It'll be prepped soon. And I can't wait. I'm really liking it. It's really cute. But anyways, freaks unite. Freaks, freaks. I know some of y'all recommended me that. So I had to let you know. I'm sorry. I had to let you guys in. Anyways, other things. What else do I want to talk about? Guys, I'm sorry if this episode was a little bit trash. I'm sorry. Last week was a banger. Last week was undoubtedly a banger. Next week, we got another banger on our hands. Trust, believe. I already got it planned. But for right now, it's Floptina. It's Floptina but us. I hope you guys go over to Patreon, check out the Get Ready With Me. We had fun over there. We had a cute time. And also on Patreon, you'll get access to all the videos I posted, which there's a bunch of them now. So
yay.
And subscribe, please. Guys, subscribe. Subscribe to my account. Subscribe and like the video. And just do your big ones, guys. It really helps me support the show. And I love you guys. And thank you for watching. Bye. Peace and love.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-T-T-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.